from the world-famous city of New Orleans, it's the Black and Blue Report. Starring Daniel Salerson. D-Dub in the Black and Blue Orchestra.
Yeah.
And the Benchwarmers. Today's special guests include the New Orleans Saints, the New Orleans Pelicans, and whoever else we could get to stop by. Online and worldwide, it's the Black and Blue Report. Live, sort of, from Studio B, here's Daniel Salerson.
Welcome into the Thursday edition of the Black and Blue Report. I'm Daniel Salerson, temporarily filling in for Sean Kelly, who is en route to the Kanye West Kim Kardashian wedding. I'm just playing, but he was invited. How about Game 2 of Western Conference Finals last night in San Antonio? It didn't look like the Thunder were a finals team after getting blown out by the Spurs last night, 112-77. The Spurs now have a 2-0 lead and will have a few days off to rest before Game 3 on Sunday night in Oklahoma City. Both Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook struggled last night, combining to shoot 13 of 40 from the field for only 30 points. Tony Parker and Danny Green had 22 and 21 respectively and made more field goals than the entire Thunder starting lineup combined. All of Danny Green's 21 points came from beyond the arc, shooting 7 of 10 from downtown. But there is no basketball tonight and tomorrow night, which will be weird for me, but if you are a hockey fan, you can watch Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight, where the Rangers look to expand their lead to 3-0 against the Canadiens. So Saturday will be Heat-Pacers Game 3, and then Sunday, Thunder and Spurs Game 3 from OKC. In my opinion, the biggest game of last night came from right across the street from Studio B at Zephyr Field, where Ben Grubbs hosted his second charity softball game. The offense got some revenge last night after losing 10-2 last year. They won it this year 14-8. Before that, Drew Brees took the home run derby, so quarterbacks now are 2-0 in the last two home run derbies as Luke McCown took it home last year. Our show today will focus on some of the interviews we got from the game last night, as we'll hear from Mr. Grubbs himself, Drew Brees, and Champ Bailey. Also on the Pelican side, Tyreek Evans is set to join me in Studio B today as we'll get an update on how his rehab is going and how his offseason has been treating him. So let's get going. Coming up next, we'll start out with the man responsible for the charity softball game last night. Ben Grubbs is coming your way in 1 minute.
There's no better time to join your Pelicans as we take flight. All-star Anthony Davis is taking his team to the next level, and the Pelicans are soaring to new heights. 2014-15 season tickets are on sale now and start at less than $300, with lower bowl options as low as $37 per game. Season ticket benefits include the best seat locations, discounts on concessions, and much more. Take flight with the Pelicans. For more info, call 525-HOOP or visit pelicans.com today.
All-Star Electric is lighting up the future with the latest in LED lighting. All-Star Electric specializes in the installation and conversion of the newest LED lighting products. This lasting investment is virtually maintenance-free and offers significant savings on your next electricity bill.
This is Tim Blanchard, president of All-Star Electric. Let us evaluate your building, parking lot, or home for an LED conversion, because we know we can save you some money.
Welcome back to the Black and Blue Report.
Welcome back to the Black and Blue Report. I'm Daniel Salerson. What a great turnout last night at Zephyr Field for the Ben Grubbs charity softball game, which raises money for his foundation that helps out local boys and girls clubs. Roughly 6,000 fans showed up, and almost all his Saints teammates were there to play and help support such a worthy cause. Before the festivities began last night, Grubbs spoke to the media about the event and the Saints offseason.
Your second year being involved in it, just talk about the pride of what this event means to you and the players and being able to have Saints fans here.
Yeah, well, this is my fourth year having this event. I did it twice in Baltimore my last 2 years. It was a huge success. I mean, the fans loved it, and it raised a lot of money for the Boys and Girls Club up there. So when I came here, Heath Evans had it. Luckily, my second year, he didn't want to do it anymore, so he passed the torch to me, and I took it. And last year was good, but this year is going to be better, and my teammates supported me. The fans, of course, are out here in full effect. And once again, it's for a great cause. The Boys and Girls Club of New Orleans will benefit from this.
Does it surprise you ever?
Hello, the fans
turn out for everybody and love you all and are so well educated on the scene.
Man, they are. It doesn't surprise me anymore. When I first got here, seeing how the fans reacted to the Saints, it was unbelievable. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, this city alone is like none other. So, I mean, it fits. You know, you have great fans. So, you know, they came out, and we're supposed to have close to 6,000 here tonight, man, and that's without the walk-up. So that's a blessing.
For this season, it's a long way off, but what are you most looking forward to?
Winning, man. Winning. I mean, I have yet to get a Super Bowl ring, and every year that I prepare my mind for the next season or for the upcoming season, I have that in my mind, and that was one of the reasons why I came here. It's a great organization from top to bottom, and I believe that we have a great opportunity this year at winning that Super Bowl ring.
Nicky Loomis said that that if they do have to play a young center, it's okay because they have you and Jari that can kind of mentor a young player that may be between you all. Do you feel the same way if it is somebody like Tim Lolito?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's natural for veterans to take young guys under their wings, and especially on the offensive line because the camaraderie has to be developed. You know, we just think that's what our obligation is. So Tim Lolito is a great guy. He played for us last year at two games, and he did well. And when he wasn't playing guard, he was practicing center. So, you know, when that question's asked, I don't have any bad feelings towards it. I don't have any negative remarks because I know Tim is a great guy. Just ask the defense. When they come, ask the defense how well Tim Lolito blocks them during practice. They'll vouch for you.
There's a lot of talk about the center position with Barry Lewis. Even though Armstead only started four games at the end of last year, how impressive was he for you guys?
Yeah. Well, first game was bumpy for him, but I knew what Armstead had. Just seeing him in practice when he first got to the Saints, I'm like, that guy's going to be a great player. So when he got the opportunity, he took advantage of it. In the last three games, he played lights out, I think. We ran over 100 yards each game, and I think that's a good start for this year.
They drafted Brandon Cooks for your offense. What did you think, or when you found out more about him?
Man, I think that's a good addition to our team. Watching the highlights, I'm like, man, this guy's shifty, he's fast, and he looks tough. And after minicamp, that's all the things that the coaches said about him. So we're definitely happy to have him. I can't wait to see him up close and personal.
Again, a great job by all those involved and to the fans who came out to support Ben's Foundation. We're not done yet with the softball game. When we come back, we'll hear from the Home Run Derby champ Drew Brees and the newest Saint, Champ Bailey.
Here's a valuable lesson I've learned as an Entergy customer. Saving energy saves you money. And the online videos at EntergySavings.com show you how. A few simple projects can make a big difference in your bill. In just a few hours, I knocked my monthly bill down by 20%. It was easy. From caulking windows to programming your thermostat, the Entergy videos walk you through it. Visit EntergySavings.com and start saving today. That's the power of people. Entergy.
All right. Y'all ready for something spicy? Play Mud Books from the lottery. You can win up to $2,000. This is how we do it.
Spice up your day with Mud Books. Win up to $2,000. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
The party's just getting started, y'all. Are you ready for Mudbooks? Here we go.
Pick up Mudbooks today.
That's how we do it down here.
Does your boss know you're listening? If not, turn it up louder. This is the Black and Blue Report.
Well, luckily, Ben Grubb did not ask me to participate in the Home Run Derby last night. Otherwise, Drew Brees would not have his Home Run Derby trophy that he won last night. Well, how about we hear from the Saints quarterback who spoke to the media for a brief moment last night out at Zephyr Field.
Yeah. Back in a different role now. He's looked at as a starter.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you go in all throughout the offseason, the mindset of, hey, I'm the starter. And, you know, with that mindset comes, okay, you know, I had some good things and I had some struggles. So, you know, now that I've got this responsibility, you know, what do I need to do to continue to improve my game, my skill set? How do I fit into, you know, the rest of the group up front? Obviously, those guys have been doing it a long time at a very high level. Guys like Grubbs and Streif, and Jari, and you know, obviously the opportunity Lolito has at center, and obviously Armstead at left tackle. Listen, I'm excited for those guys. I know they put in the time, the effort, the work. It's a great room that they're in. Great leadership, great character, great work ethic. And so I know they'll be ready, and they'll get each other ready.
Were you surprised Minnesota got 2018, the Super Bowl, yesterday's announcement?
Well, I mean, I think if you look at it just on the surface, listen, the league wants to encourage new stadiums to be built. This motivates and incentivizes cities, especially you know, small market teams, to you know, pass legislation and approve bills that end up funding those types of stadiums. Because then if you know that you're going to host a Super Bowl based upon that, that's a $400 million windfall into your city. I know, you know, we've hosted 10 of these things, so we know the benefits that it has for your city. You know, obviously, we all wanted it to be here just because, you know, New Orleans certainly deserves it. They know how to put on a great Super Bowl. They've done it many, many times. They've proven that. Plus, the piece you know is, hey, four years from now, you want that to be us, you know, playing in that deal. And it's the tricentennial of the city. I mean, for all those reasons, you wanted that to happen. But, hey, listen, it looks like it's going to be a phenomenal stadium. Hopefully they get some decent weather, you know, for all the other stuff that goes on, you know, in and around the game. But, you know, hopefully we'll have another opportunity at it soon.
Drew Brees was talking about Teron Armstead in that first question, if you couldn't hear it from the media. From quarterback to cornerback, newest Saint Champ Bailey was rocking the number 24 jersey last night in the softball game, but that's not the number he'll be wearing come game day. Here's Champ talking about his jersey number and much more.
Things down here so far, man. Have you been able to spend some time and get just a little bit?
Yeah, man. A lot of great food, great people. It's been great.
Getting to know some of these new teammates. How's
yeah.
that been?
It's been good. You know, we've been working hard for the past month, and, you know, it's interesting getting to know a different group of guys, but one thing about the NFL, we're pretty consistent in the locker room.
Are you upset about not getting the number 24 this offseason, or what's the story?
Well, I got it today. I'm not upset. I'm not the one to get attached to anything like that. You know, it's just a number. I'll make the number I have, you know, look like something. So,
did you have any conversations what kind of conversations did you have about that?
Well, I just asked him if he was attached to it. He was.
You can't.
And you know, I just got to live with it. I wasn't gonna make him offer anything like that. I'm not paying for anything. You know, I think if the roles were reversed, I probably would have considered it. But you know, he didn't want to. You know, it's his own decision.
You chose to come here for several reasons. Championship potential. Yeah. Since you've been around, from what you've seen, does it just cement that fact?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, everybody carries themselves in a championship manner. And you know, I've been around some good teams. I was on a pretty good team last year. You know, we came up short. I just want another opportunity, and I think this is a great place for it.
The secondary, the way it's shaping up, based on talent alone and experience, could be one of the team's strengths. Just how do you view the back four overall?
Well, we got a lot of work to do. You know, it can look good on paper. I love our potential, but we got a lot of work to do. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We got to find out how to play together and mesh as a group, because that's what really, you know, wins you games is, you know, playing together and being a great team.
Champ, what stood out most about the personalities of your teammates? Keenan thought that the newcomers think he talks a lot.
He does. He gets his share of words in, but it's all good stuff. He's a great, positive guy. He works harder than anybody on the team. So it's good to be around a group of guys like that.
What else has stood out to you? A young group with a lot of confidence?
Yeah, young group, hungry. I haven't met one guy that didn't work hard or didn't want to be great. So that spells for great things for us.
They talked about you guys going off-site, working together, even at some parks and stuff like that sometimes. Is that typical in the off-season, or is that something that's a little different?
You know, it varies between teams. But, you know, when you got a close-knit group, you know, you see guys doing things together. I mean, that's really what breeds championships and good camaraderie. So I'm looking forward to it. You know, I've gotten to know them a little bit, and, you know, there's still a lot more to know about these guys.
Do you think New Orleans was an option for you or a possibility for you early? I mean,
not until they call, you know. You really don't know. When you hit the market, you don't know. You know, it's just like being drafted. You don't know who's going to come after you. And, you know, I'm just glad they did, and I'm glad I signed here.
Kim, was there a particular reason you picked 27? I know that your old teammate.
Well, I wanted to stay in the 20s, and that was pretty much all that was left. So, you know, I just kind of took what they gave.
You can find more player interviews by logging on to NewOrleansSaints.com. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to basketball as Tyreke Evans joins me in Studio B next on the Black and Blue Report.
Okay, you've just been told you have a serious heart issue. Congestive heart failure, a valve problem, a complex rhythm disorder. Now what? At Ochsner, we suggest you take a moment and do some research. When you do, you'll find Ochsner Medical Center has the only heart program in the region ranked among the nation's best by U.S. News & World Report. We routinely treat the most complex cases with revolutionary procedures such as surgical and non-surgical valve replacements and the total artificial heart. And we have the largest, most comprehensive program for treating arrhythmias in the Gulf South, offering options not available elsewhere in the region. At the end of the day, the most important thing to hear is,
I just saw your test results and they look great. No problems.
Leading edge care. Just one more reason to choose an Ochsner-affiliated physician. For an appointment, visit Ochsner.org or call 1-866-OCHSNER. That's O-C-H-S-N-E-R. Ochsner. Healthcare with peace of mind.
This is Pelican Forward, Tyreek Evans, and you're listening to the Black and Blue Report.
All right, welcome back to the Black and Blue Report. As promised, joining us now in Studio B is Pelicans guard Tyreek Evans. Tyreek, good to see you today. How's it going?
Good to see you too. Going great.
So first off, you had minor surgery last week, cleaned out some scar tissue in your right knee. How are you feeling?
Feeling better. Just a little sore. Been doing rehab for 2 days now, so I'm just trying to get it back to normal and strengthen it out. You know, and hopefully, you know, I can be ready for the season.
So what type of rehab do you do for a procedure like this?
You know, stretching it out, calf raises, things with the weights, you know, going back and forth, trying to get my motion back right, you know, just little things like that just to strengthen it back up.
Now, when can you get back on the court as far as doing shooting, exercise drills, stuff like that?
We're not sure yet. We don't have an exact date, but we're looking at maybe, you know, 3 to 6 weeks. You know, hopefully, you know, I can be back on the court by then.
Let's talk about your first season with the Pelicans. What's one thing from your first season here that you thought you might have improved on compared to your previous years in Sacramento? What's one thing at the end of the season say, hey, I really did a lot better this year than I did in previous years?
Finishing the year out strong. We had a lot of injuries. We all know that. But, you know, when I was out there, you know, I thought, you know, I did my best to help the team win or, you know, myself get better. So, you know, and my teammates. So I just think I just did a better job at that just overall.
You see the pieces that this team has when healthy. Holiday, Gordon, Anderson, you, AD. How far can this team go when you guys are healthy and, you know, getting used to playing each other again? Because it was really only 10 to 15 games that y'all were healthy together. So is it scary to see what this team can do when everyone's healthy?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we definitely ain't, you know, have a chance to play with each other, you know, long enough to really know each other well. But, you know, we seen what we can do with each other when we was out there. And just, you know, guys just didn't, you know, stay healthy, and that kind of hurt us. But that's part of the game. You know, you never know what could happen. So, you know, hopefully this year we all can come back 100%, you know, and you know, start the season all right.
Talking with Pelicans guard Tyreek Evans on the Black and Blue Report. Is it going to be difficult starting the season trying to get used to these guys again since it has been so long? Is that what training camp? Can you all get used to each other in training camp, or will it take preseason games into regular season games to kind of get used to that chemistry?
I think training camp and preseason should, you know, get us ready because, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, we all know what we like to do by now just by watching, you know, and being around each other. So I'm familiar with guys like to do on the court, you know, as far as like AD, what he like to do, Eric, you know, Drew, you know, Ryan, you know. So, you know, definitely looking forward to getting back out there with those guys and, you know, starting the season off right.
I got a few more questions from me. And then we went to Twitter and had some people tweet out some questions to you. So I'll get to those in just a second, but I'm just curious how different players spend their off season. What's an off season like for you? Is it more relaxation? Is it some on the court work, some off the court work? What's an off season like for Tyreek Evans?
It's going to change this year due to the surgery. So, you know, I got to wait talking back on the court, but usually it's just, you know, a little bit of on the court and off the court, but, you know, mostly on the court, you know, ball handling drills, just working out a lot every day with my brother and things like that, just in the gym. But, you know, this year, you know, a little different for me. I got to, you know, wait till I'm 100% well, you know, halfway there, you know, and I can start running and, and dribbling and things like that. So, you know, just looking forward to getting back to that.
When you have a regular offseason, not one this year with the surgery, is it hard to find a balance of keeping in shape but also resting? You know, you guys work your bodies a lot during the season. Is it tough to kind of say, hey, I need to push back a little bit in the offseason, or do you kind of keep it low-key as far as when you work out?
As far as now, you know, it's just kind of a little shaky for me because I want to put too much pressure on my knee, you know, and, you know, having to, you know, keep getting the drain, you know, during the season. So I'm going to just take my time with it, you know, work my way back into shape, you know, and get ready for the season.
Now let's go to the playoffs. The conference finals are in the mix right now. Do you watch any of the playoffs? Is some people like to stay away from basketball, don't really watch too much of it. Others really like to watch it. Are you one of those guys that watches the playoffs?
Definitely, man. I love basketball. You know, I mean, even though we didn't make it, you know, I still watch it. I don't care who win, but, you know, I definitely watch it. You know, the series that's going on now, you know, Spurs playing good, you know, and Indiana and Miami's is a good series so far.
Do you watch it and think sometimes, man, it'd be nice to be in there as far as the Pelicans and what this team can do if a chance to make the playoffs? So the West is so strong, but, I mean, it's Pelicans team. You never know what could happen. Do you sit there and go, man, I mean, this team could have played in the playoffs?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, me and my friends talk about it all the time, you know, saying that we got to get to the playoffs, you know, next year, you know, but it's easy to say that, you know, we just got to, you know, work hard this year, you know, in off season and come together and, you know, hopefully we can get there next year.
All right, now I'm going to have the fans do my work for me, my job. We have some Twitter fans ask some questions for me. We'll start with McNamara247. In addition to working on his jumper, does he plan to work on his post game this summer? I know with the injury, you can't really get on the court yet, but is a post game something you want to work on this summer?
Definitely, man. You know, I think I'm a good post-up player, you know, especially with my size. And, you know, I can play the one and the two and sometimes the three. So, you know, definitely going to look forward to that, you know, in the post. You know, that's a big advantage for me and my teammates. You know, if I can get double team, you know, I can kick it out to guys with open shots, or I can take advantage of the little guy.
Also, let's see. Let's go to Ocean back. He asked, will you be training some in NOLA with Monty? The coaches, Drew and AD. What's your training? Are you training here? I know you said you're with your brother, or are you around the country a little bit?
I'm going to come back out here and train with the coaching staff a little bit, you know, and be back and forth, you know, here and home. So, you know, definitely talk to coach about that, you know, training with the staff a little bit this year.
Josh A. Bear tweeted, what was the main cause of your huge surge? A lot of people thought, you know, going into the starting lineup compared to coming off the bench, was it playing with AD there in the starting lineup? Was it the floor spacing? What was it that you maybe got you more comfortable later on in the season?
I just was used to starting, you know, so, you know, coming off the bench was different. It was something new. I mean, some people, you know, react different to those type of things, you know, and, you know, it was kind of like up and down for me. So, you know, just when I started, you know, I just thought to myself, you know, just like all the other years I was in Sacramento, you know, I just started playing good.
One more question, same from Josh. Does a season full of injuries bring you guys closer as a team? Did it bring you guys closer together with all the injuries at the end?
I mean, I thought we was always close to each other. I mean, but definitely, you know, we definitely realized that, you know, we need each other on the court. You know, just one person can't do it, or two person. We need the whole team because the West is so strong. So for us to stay healthy, it's definitely big for us.
That's Tyreek Evans, guard for the Pelicans. Tyreek, speedy recovery. Enjoy the offseason. Good luck with the rehab, and we hope to talk to you soon.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Don't forget to sign the door on your way out.
All right,
that's Tyreek Evans. We'll wrap things up on the Black and Blue Report next.
Hey there, what you having?
What kind of specials do you have today?
Well, tonight we're doing $2 benzene and tonics, $4 lemon arsenics, and $5 beryllium bombs.
Wait, what? Those don't sound like drinks. They sound like types of poison.
Well, it's a fine line. Besides, this is a smoky bar. What do you think we're all breathing in right now?
I don't know. Nicotine?
Listen, I'm gonna hook you up. You're not really living until you've had a formaldehyde martini.
Yeah, I'm going home.
Secondhand smoke does more than just stink. It costs Louisiana thousands of lives and contains dozens of harmful chemicals that lead to things like emphysema, heart disease, and lung cancer. Learn what's being done to protect all Louisianans in bars and gaming facilities at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Want to listen to the Black and Blue Report on your phone? Download the Saints and Pelicans app today.
I want to thank Tyreek Evans for stopping by Studio B today, and also thanks to Ben Grubbs, Drew Brees, and Champ Bailey for being on today's show. Tomorrow's show will be a special edition of the Black and Blue Report. It will be a Saints Hall of Fame show dedicated to the two newest inductees into the Saints Hall of Fame. On Tuesday, Sean Kelly had the honor of talking to both Aaron Brooks and John Carney, and we'll have both of those interviews for you on tomorrow's show. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at Black Blue Report or myself at D. Salerson. And again, tell us if you want a particular guest on the show, and we'll do our best to fulfill your request. Hey, that rhymed about Dr. Seuss today. Well, until tomorrow, from Studio B, I'm Daniel Salerson. Have a terrific rest of your Thursday.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Black and Blue Report. If all goes well, we'll be back tomorrow. Tune in each weekday at 12 p.m. or at your convenience exclusively online at NewOrleansSaints.com and Pelicans.com. Follow your teams direct from the source, the Black and Blue Report.